الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث أخبرني عن الإحسان قال أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء فإذا قتلتم فأحسنوا القتلة وإذا ذبحتم فأحسنوا الذبحة وليحد أحدكم شفرته فليحد أحدكم شفرته وليرح ذبيحته وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected ulama elders and brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We express our thanks and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ongoing favors and ni'mats upon us. The food that we eat, the water that we drink, the shelter above our heads, the means of transportation that we utilize, the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. All these are favors and ni'mat from his side for which we need to continue thanking him. The greatest, the most precious and the most virtuous, valuable of all these favors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us iman, made us believers in the kalima ila illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created us, he put us on this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create this entire universe and insan and jinn for no reason. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran, he speaks about the statements of those that have intelligence, that they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you did not create this entire universe, man, jinn, the worlds, in vain or for no reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everyone, everything, every living thing for a purpose. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another ayat of the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that the only reason I have created insan and jinnat is to worship me, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ulama tafsir under this ayat, they say, أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, meaning that the first thing we have to do to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to first recognize him and know who he is. If you do not know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, how are we going to worship him and fulfill our purpose on this earth? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, he put us on this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, he made it such that it is the test upon us for us to believe in him without us seeing him. To believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in his angels and everything else without us seeing him, that is the test. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not just leave it at that, but he sent over millennia from the beginning of time up till 1400 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent over 124,000 messengers to mankind, to insan, to give them this message, to tell them what their objective and their purpose is on this earth, to tell them who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and how they are supposed to lead their lives according to his will and pleasure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not left no stone unturned, so to say, in passing or getting this message across to his creation, insan, his makhluk. And we find on one occasion, in the time of Rasulullah SAW, it's a bit of a lengthy hadith, it is narrated by Umar radiallahu anhu. He mentions that بَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ جُلُوسٌ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, on one occasion when we were sitting in the company of Nabi SAW, إِذَ طَلَعَ عَلَيْنَا رَجُلٌ شَدِيدُ بَيَاضُ الثِّيَابِ. All of a sudden, and he uses the words here that a person uses when the sun now rises, طَلَعَ عَلَيْنَا. All of a sudden, this person came out of nowhere. رَجُلٌ شَدِيدُ بَيَاضُ الثِّيَابِ. His clothing was extremely white clothing. شَدِيدُ سَوَادِ الشَّعَرِ, but his hair was extremely black. لَا يُرَى عَلَيْهِ أَثَرُ السَّفَرِ وَلَا يَعْرُفُهُ مِنَّ أَحَدٌ. But this person had no sign of having undertaken a journey on him. His clothes were extremely white. His hair was extremely black. At the same time, there was no sign of him having traveled any distance, and none of us knew who he was. None of us knew who this person was. So this person comes in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. حَتَّى جَلَسَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَأَسْنَدَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ وَوَضَعَ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى فَخِذَيْهِ. Now we can imagine the scene. The Sahaba are sitting around Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this person comes out of nowhere, and they don't even know him. But this person comes straight, and he goes, sits in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he puts his knees, touching the knees of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he places his hands on his thighs. And after he starts conversing with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he starts asking Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam certain questions. And of course the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they used to address Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they of course had to address him with respect. Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O the Prophet of Allah, O the Messenger of Allah. But this person says, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad. So this of course must have obviously perplexed them or amazed them even more. And he starts asking Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam some questions. So the first question that he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Muhammad akhbirni an al-Islam. Tell me what is Islam. Tell me what Islam is. Inform me about Islam.
So Nabi Sam replies to him, Al-Islam wa an tashhada ala ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah wa iqam wa tuqimu salat wa tu'ti zaka wa tasum Ramadan wa tahujja al-bayt in istata'ata ilayhi sabila. Nabi Sam now informs him about the five pillars of Islam. That of course you need to believe that there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger. Wa tuqimu salat, you establish salah. The second pillar of Islam, wa tu'ti zakat, you give zakat if it is due upon you, if it is due upon you. And thereafter, of course, you go for Hajj, wa tasum Ramadan, you fast in the month of Ramadan, and you go for Hajj if you have the ability to do so. So these are the five things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied to this person when he questioned him what, in regards to what Islam is. And of course, we know these are five integral parts of our deen. A person has to fulfill these five pillars of deen. Of course, as far as our salah is concerned, the second most important pillar, then the giving of zakat if it is due upon us, the fasting in the month of Ramadan, and of course going for Hajj. Whoever he had ability, the financial and physical ability to go for Hajj, then he has to embark on his journey of Hajj. And we know, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave many of our brothers and friends ability to go for Hajj this year. Many of them have returned already, many of them are returning. We know that when a person goes for Hajj, as Nabi mentioned in Hadith, man hajja lillah falam yarfuth walam yafsuq raja'aka yawmin waladatu ummu. He goes for Hajj and he fulfills every haq of that Hajj. He doesn't say anything wrong, he doesn't commit any sins or gunas, he guards his eyes, he guards his tongue, he guards his ears, and he makes a sincere tawbah, then he comes back in the condition as the same day his mother gave birth to him, completely free of sin. And of course we know a haji's duas are accepted for a certain number of months. So when our brothers come back, we should welcome them, and there's a dua that you can make for them. قَبِلَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكَ, may Allah accept your Hajj. وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكَ, may He forgive your sins. وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكَ, and may He replace you with whatever you spent on this journey. We should welcome them, ask them to make dua for us. So these were the five things that Nabi Sam replied to this person who had come and sat in front of him. What was the reply of this person? صَدَقْتَ, you have spoken the truth. So he comes and he asks Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as if he doesn't know the answer to question. But when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives him the answer, then he says, you have spoken the truth. So he confirms that answer that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave is the truth. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were quite amazed by this. فَعَجِبْنَا لَهُ يَسْأَلُهُ وَيَصَدِّقُهُ. This amazed us now, that he is asking the question, and after when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving the answer, then he is confirming that he is correct. So he asked his second question, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. Okay, explain to me what is Iman. You explain to me what is Islam, explain to me what is Iman. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replies to the second question, قَالَ أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replies to him with those aspects of deen that a person has to believe in if he wants to be a Muslim. If a person is a Muslim, when a person in madrasa, normally we learn imani mujmal and imani mufassal. So imani mufassal are these aspects. If a person is a Muslim, a believer, he has iman in his heart, then he has to believe in these things. So Nabi Sam's reply to him was that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, wa malaikatihi, his angels, that the existence of his angels, wa kutubihi, his books, the many books that he has revealed, wa rusulihi, his messengers and his prophets. We have to believe in that, we have to have iman in that. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, you believe in the last day. A believer, a mu'min, is one who believes, he has this iman that he is going to pass away one day, he is going to be resurrected, there will be a day of qiyamah on which he will have to answer for his sins. This is the belief of a believer. وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, and you believe in taqdeer, in predestination, the good and bad of it. All good and bad is designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you believe in that. So this person's reply was, قَالَ صَدَقْتَ. Once again, he confirmed to Nabi Sallam that what Nabi Sallam is telling him is the truth. So this was something that was quite amazing to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and those that were onlooking. So he asked his third question, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِحْسَانِ. Explain to me what is Ihsan. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the explanation of Iman. He gave the of Islam. He gave the explanation of Iman. Now this person questions him and asks him, tell me what is Ihsan. So Nabi Sallam's reply was, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. A believer, for him to have this qualities of Ihsan, is that he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he has that much of consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if he can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of him. That is what a person has to make an effort to work himself towards, or to raise his spirituality to that level, that he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if he can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of him. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. And if you have not reached that level as yet, then you know definitely that Allah is watching you. That is what ihsan is. So a person, if a person has ihsan is in his heart or in his life, then he knows and he realizes that everything that he does, every action that he does or does not do, every move that he makes, is being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's fully aware of that. And we find that another way of looking at this is, if a person is fully aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him all the time, that is nothing else but taqwa. A person has the full fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him all the time. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him all the time, he is not going to put a foot wrong. So as mentioned in the hadith, if a person he has this quality that as if he can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of him. You know, normally youngsters, when they perhaps do some mischief or they do some wrong thing, or perhaps sometimes, you know, we find they have the habit maybe of smoking cigarettes or whatever it is. But if that youngster has some form of respect, or you know, some level of respect for his elders, as soon as his father or his uncle or his grandfather comes in front of him, he won't do that wrong. He'll hide that cigarette, or he'll stop the wrong that he is doing. Yes, if that person has a sickness in his heart and he does not care, he does not respect his father, he does not respect his uncle, he does not respect that person who is elder than him, then he'll have no shame. He'll do whatever he wants in front of whoever he wants. So that means that person has a sickness in his heart, and there is some deficiency in this person's respect and his iman for the person that is above him or his elder. So in the same way, if a person is leading his life in this dunya and he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there watching him, then what type of sin, or how is it possible that a person who has iman will commit a sin if he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him? So this is something that every believer should try and work himself spiritually up to that level, that he can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, he cannot physically see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of him, but it is as if he can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of him, to the extent that he does not commit anything wrong, and he does everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do at every juncture. That is what ihsan is. So this is what this person had asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is the reply that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him. So the one meaning of ihsan, it can be translated, or the meaning can be taqwa, that a person has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other meaning that a person, our elders have given us for ihsan, is that a person has complete ikhlas and complete sincerity within him, that everything he does is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has taqwa, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't set a foot wrong, and he has ikhlas, that everything he does is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no ulterior motive. He doesn't do things to show anyone anything. He doesn't do things for some ulterior motive to get some benefit of this dunya or some benefit of this world, some name, some fame, some wealth. Everything he does, he knows Allah is watching me. He does it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other meaning of ihsan that we know ulama give us, or perhaps comes in a hadith, is for a person to do good towards his fellow Muslim brother, to do ihsan upon the ummah, ihsan upon his fellow Muslim brother. A Muslim is the one who's supposed to be muhsin. He has the quality of ihsan, that means he does good. He is good towards his fellow Muslim brother. He sincerely wishes well for his fellow Muslim brother. Whether that brother is of a different color of his, whether that brother is of a different language of his, but he sincerely and he wishes well and he wants to do good for his fellow Muslim brother and the entire ummah. That is another meaning of ihsan. And the other meaning of ihsan that we should perhaps bring about within us is the quality that when a person does something, then he does that thing properly. He does that thing to the best of his ability. In a hadith, we know we just came out of the days of Qurbani and Udhiya. And in one hadith, Nabi has mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed that a person does things properly as far as everything is concerned. فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ. When you are even doing the act of killing, whether it is in jihad or whether it is an animal, فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ, then you should kill properly. You should carry out that activity or that whatever you're doing properly. وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ. When you are slaughtering an animal, you slaughter that animal properly. You don't go there with a blunt knife and you're trying to cut the animal and the animal is suffering and you cut some of the veins and you do not cut the windpipe or something, but you do it properly. Thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, فَلْيُحِدَّ أَحَدُكُمْ شَفْرَتَهُ. A person should sharpen his blade. A person should sharpen his blade وَلْيُرِحْ ذَبِيحَتَهُ, and he should give ease to the animal that he is slaughtering. So that is another meaning of ihsan, which perhaps us as Muslimin, as believers, we have to learn, is that when we are doing things, we do it properly. We don't do it half-heartedly. We don't do it, we don't put enough effort in it. But when you are doing something, when you're doing something, then you put your mind to it and you do it properly. So that is another meaning of ihsan. So further, so this was the question that person asked Nabi Sallam, and the answer that Nabi Sallam gave is that أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Further on, the next question that person asks Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فأخبرني عن الساعة. Now inform me regarding the last day. Inform me regarding the day of Qiyamah. So Nabi Sallam's reply to him was, مَلْ مَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. Of course, no one knows when the day of Qiyamah is. So Nabi Sallam's reply to him is that the person that is asking also does not have knowledge, and the person that's being asked also does not have that knowledge. The person that's being asked, he doesn't have more knowledge than the person that is asking. Meaning both of them do not know when the day of Qiyamah will happen. So he goes on further and he asks the next question to Nabi Sallam, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ أَمَارَاتِهَا. Okay, tell me regarding the signs of Qiyamah. Tell me regarding the signs of Qiyamah. So Nabi Sallam goes on further to mention some of the minor signs of Qiyamah. That Nabi Sallam mentions that أَنْ تَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. You see that a slave girl will actually give birth to her master. A slave girl will actually give birth to her master. Of course, the ulama give the explanation that a time will come where the children will have absolutely no respect for the parents, that they will be as if, so to say, controlling the parents. And they will be the ones that who the parents must obey them and the parents must do everything for them. That is one of the explanations the ulama give. أَنْتَلِلْ أَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا وَأَنْ تَرَى الْحُفَاةَ الْعُرَاةَ الْعَالَةَ رِعَاءَ الشَّاعِ يَتَطَابَنُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. And you will see people that are bare feet, people that are naked, people and those that were initially those that were shepherds of sheep, now they are competing with one another to build very high buildings. Now they are competing with one another to build very high buildings. We know nowadays, we know how perhaps a few decades ago in the Arab countries there was nothing but desert. There was nothing but desert and there were a lot of Bedouins that were there, villages. Now we find the amount of buildings that they are competing with one another to build. That as far as the dunya is concerned, as far as the material world is concerned, at the pace that they are advancing, they are actually forgetting about their deen. They are actually forgetting about the objective on this earth, and besides that, they are forgetting about their responsibility to their fellow Muslims. Their fellow Muslims that are suffering, perhaps not even far away from them. The zulm that is taking place in front of their eyes, the genocide that is taking place, that is being perpetrated by the enemies of deen, they are hardly making an effort, to try and make a difference, but rather they want to normalize ties with the enemies. They want to normalize ties with those that are actually committing the genocide against our brothers. So these are the examples of those that at one stage they were actually shepherds that were tending to the sheep, and now they are competing with one another in building higher buildings. So this was one of the signs that Nabi Sallam mentioned regarding Qiyamah. ثم انطلق فلبث مليا. Thereafter, Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned that this person departed. He went away. This person went away. And thereafter, Nabi Sallam mentioned that ثم قال يا عمر. That, oh Umar. So of course, this entire episode, it really perplexed the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They were quite amazed. And of course, this was an extremely knowledgeable experience for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That this person came and he asked Nabi some certain questions and Nabi some gave certain answers, and these are perhaps from amongst the foundational aspects of deen. Iman, Islam, Iman, Ihsan. And this was something that the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum grasped and they learned from. So this person, Nabi some asked Umar, oh Umar, thumma qala li ya Umar atadri man isail. Do you know who this person was? So Umar of course replied, Allahu Rasulu A'lam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prophet know best. So Nabi Sallam replied, فَإِنَّهُ جِبْرِيلٌ. This was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. This was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Atakum yu'allimukum dinakum. He came to teach you all your deen. So this entire exercise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him specifically to go and sit in front of Nabi Sallam and ask these questions. So Nabi Sallam could give the answers. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum could hear the details of the answers. And this was how, this was the extent. Of course, these were the extents that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went to ensure that every single believer or the Sahaba radiallahu anhum learned their deen. They learned what the aspects of their deen was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to continue to have the fikr, to learn and ensure that we spiritually uplift ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the quality of ihsan. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمته ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم فقد سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبرني عن الإحسان فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء فإذا قتلتم فأحسنوا القتلة وإذا ذبحتم فأحسنوا الذبحة فليحد أحدكم شفرته وليريح ذبيحته أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام فيا معشر الإخوان اتقوا الله تعالى في السر والعلن وذروا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن واعلموا أن الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا له ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وياكم بما فيه من الآيات بذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان عثمان وقضاهم عليه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعلى كل صحابة أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله في أصحابه لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعده فمن أحبهم فبحبه أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغض أبغضهم
وخير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم، وأنزل بهم مأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
And ensure that you fully know the gaps yourself as straight as possible and your cell phone is switched off.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت، فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك من عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والفعل والنية والظن والهدى إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج اللهم ارزق جميع حجاج البيت الحرام حجا مبرورا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا وتجارة لن تبور يا عالم ما في الصدور أخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي كل مكان رب العالمين اللهم عليك بعدائك أعداء الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم منزل الكتاب مجري السحاب هازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وانصرنا عليهم اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب. Thank you.